Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Insights for Health. Today, our topic is heart health and how to keep it and how to improve it. Brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. Everyday low prices on nutritional supplements and healthcare products. And brought to you by Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor and owner of Chatham Kent Integrative Health at 55 4th Street in Chatham, the former McHugh Public School. My name's Dave, and good morning, Dr. Corey.
Good morning, Dave.
So heart health, there's a lot of good information out there and a lot to be learned.
Yeah, there is a lot of information out there. And since February is Heart and Stroke Month, we thought today would be the perfect time to discuss not only prevention, but treatment and improvement in overall heart health. According to the Heart and Stroke, nationally, Canada-wide, there's one heart attack every 7 minutes and one cardiac arrest every 12 minutes in Canada. This is specifically important for Chatham-Kent residents as the leading cause of death. Nearly 25% of all deaths are due to ischemic heart disease. And that was found in a study conducted by the Public Health Unit in 2010.
Yeah, and there's a lot of contributing factors that go into that, and the fact they call them risk factors, one being weight and obesity, another is smoking, another is excessive alcohol, inactivity.
Yeah, those are all really important to consider. And then there are things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and aging. All of these can increase our risk of having a cardiovascular event.
And according to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, they're saying that 9 out of 10 Canadians have at least one of these risk factors in their lives.
Absolutely. And if you have three or more of these risk factors, you're actually considered to have metabolic syndrome, which puts you at an even higher risk category.
But the good news is, with all of that, is that 8 out of 10 premature heart disease and stroke events are preventable. And again, this is according to the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Yep, so let's start with the number one risk factor for stroke and a major risk factor for heart disease in general, and that is hypertension or high blood pressure. So it's estimated that there are 1 billion people worldwide who suffer with hypertension, and in Canada, 1 in 5 people have high blood pressure. So blood pressure is actually the measure of the force of the blood against the walls of the arteries, and high blood pressure can develop over time when we lose that elasticity of the arteries. This in turn makes your heart work harder and faster than normal in order to pump blood to the rest of the body. This extra pressure can actually cause damage to the arteries as well.
So it's not always obvious that we have high blood pressure. Hypertension is often called the silent killer. Some contributing factors, if we have smoking in our lives, if we have excessive alcohol, if we're overweight, poor eating habits, or excessive stress, then our risk of higher blood pressure is present.
Yeah, and I mean, these are all manageable with a few lifestyle modifications. So first and foremost, it's important to know what your blood pressure is. Get it measured, whether you're measuring your blood pressures at home or at your doctor's office. Know what those levels are. Second of all, we need to look towards the diet and look at making some modifications there.
Yeah, the U.S. National Institute of Health did a comprehensive study on diet. They looked at hypertension with diet in mind, and they called it the Dietary Approaches to Stopping Hypertension, or otherwise known as the DASH diet. And they found that dietary patterns can and do affect our blood pressure, meaning that what we do eat does have an effect on our overall blood pressure. The participants of the diet were able to lower their blood pressure and cholesterol in about 2 weeks. And though that diet is specific for hypertension, it's also beneficial for everyone. So rather than go into a lot of more detail on that, what we would suggest is Google it and get all the information you can. From their website, there's information on shopping recipes, how they conducted the study regarding age and income, ethnicity, and sodium. So, good stuff.
Yeah, so diet is extremely important, but there are a few things that we can do to supplement a healthy diet as well. So, for example, adding 4 tablespoons of olive oil a day has been shown in studies to moderately lower our blood pressure. Another supplement to consider is coenzyme Q10, CoQ10. So we hear a lot about this enzyme. It's found in every cell of the body, but it actually has highest concentrations in the heart. Dosages range anywhere between 75 to 360 milligrams a day. And again, the studies show that it can have a moderate impact, lowering your blood pressure by up to 17 points over 1 to 3 months. So a really useful supplement to include.
And another additional supplement would be garlic. It's been proven to be helpful in lowering blood pressure and is also helpful in all forms of cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, garlic is another good one. In fact, there are over 150 beneficial uses to garlic, and most of those are due to the active ingredient, and that's allicin. It's the sulfur-containing compound in garlic, which gives garlic its smell. So garlic in its raw form is best. It's actually, the allicin is released from the garlic when you chop it. But unfortunately, once you cook or heat the garlic, it's actually degraded. So you're not getting those beneficial effects. So supplements are sometimes ideal. That way you get the beneficial effects of allicin without that nasty smell of the garlic on your breath. There was a study conducted at UCLA in California that showed the benefits of garlic on arterial plaque formation, so the plaque that builds up in your arteries and can contribute to cardiovascular disease. So they found that 1,200 milligrams a day can be effective at reducing that buildup.
And so to summarize, regarding hypertension, if we look at our diet, take a few supplements like olive oil, CoQ10, and garlic, we can reduce the risk of hypertension in our lives. So we'll take a short break, and when we return, we'll talk about the risk of type 2 diabetes and the high risk of cholesterol and how it can affect our heart health.